Joining me live over the phone this morning, Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council, with her monthly report. Lexi, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate your time. As always, an exciting week for the Star Valley Arts Council. Alice in Wonderland Jr. premieres tomorrow night and continues on Thursday and Friday. Tell us about it.
Yep. We've got our children's theater performances starting tomorrow. It's Wednesday the 18th, Thursday the 19th, Friday the 20th. Each day we have a performance at 6 o'clock at the Ford Theater. Tickets are $8. They can be purchased either at the door or on our website. These kids, some of them have been practicing for about 6 weeks now. The kids who got the main parts started back at the very beginning of May. It's been a long few weeks for them because they practice every single day. It's a big deal for them. It's going to be a great show. We would love to have the community come out and support these youth. It's going to be great.
You know, and I've seen the previous productions with the Children's Music Theater, and it is so well done. I can't emphasize how good of a show they do and how good the production value is, and it's absolutely worth going to.
It is. It's really great.
So check it out again Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 o'clock p.m. each night. Tickets are available online, correct? Get those in advance?
Yes. Yes.
StarValleyArts.org. You can find the link and all the details. Alice in Wonderland Jr. Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council, on the weekday wake up this morning. Coming up right after the 4th of July, July 5th, the Art Auction Fundraiser will take place.
Yep, this is our second art auction fundraiser. We had so much fun doing it last year. We're really excited to do it again. This year we're holding it at the Alpine Civic Center. We have over 60 art pieces that we've collected for this auction. We'll also have food and chocolates and drinks. All of that is included with your ticket when you come. We also have a really great raffle item this year, which is one of Doug Monson's art prints of Grizzly 399. It's a really big gallery wrapped canvas. It's like 3.5 feet by 5 feet. It's worth $1,200. It's an amazing art piece, and their raffle tickets are only $10. So I feel like that is a huge draw just in itself. Everyone loves his art. It's just going to be awesome.
Yeah, $10 for a $1,200 piece. That's a pretty good deal.
I know. Tickets to the event are only $25, and then all the funds that we raise from the event, when we sell an art piece, we split the revenue both with the Arts Council and with the artists, and so they get to benefit from this too. And then all that comes to the Arts Council goes towards providing shows and concerts and workshops for our upcoming season.
Excellent. So what a great event. Saturday, July 5th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Don Wooden Civic Center in Alpine. And tickets available ahead and in advance as well. Number of other items up and coming with the Arts Council. The Stained Glass Workshop happening early July.
Yes. So we got enough registrants for this that it for sure is happening. And now we're just accepting anyone else who wants to join it. So this will take place on July 7th through 9th, 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock each day at the same community center. This is for anyone 9 years old and up. And participants will do glass fusing, stained glass, mosaics, mixed media, crafting. The lady who's in charge of this was able to get this, I think it's called a CO2 laser that she's borrowing, and she's bringing it up here. It's just something that we don't have access to ever. And so it's just a really fun opportunity for us. The workshop costs $275, and that includes all of the materials, and you get to complete projects that you will be able to take home. So it seems like a really great opportunity for anyone who's interested in that kind of thing.
Yeah, very unique. Love it. Stained Glass Workshop, July 7th through the 9th. I'm pretty excited to see this back on the schedule. The inaugural year last year, I thought it was fantastic. The Thane Chalk Art Festival happening mid-July.
I'm glad you say that. We want people to know about it. Hopefully last year it brought enough attention that people will know more about it this year and want to participate. Because the art that was created last year was incredible, especially for a first year. It was really amazing. So our second year of the Thane Chalk Art Festival, we have a new theme this year, which is Disney. And this is going to be held on July 18th and 19th at the Thane Community Center. Squares can be purchased on our website starting next week. And they're $15 each. And that's all we have so far. We're still in the process of planning it. We're going to have a lot of prizes. And usually they're in the categories of age ranges and either a specific age range or as a family.
Love it. Last year you were able to find a professional chalk artist to attend. Are you hoping to find someone to do that again, a professional?
We are not planning on doing that this year. We learned a lot from her last year, and we took a lot of photos of how she did things, and we have the demo information, and then even how she covered her art to protect it during the night or during weather, certain things. And so we feel like we are okay to not have that this year. Hopefully it'll be good.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Absolutely. So that's happening the July 18th through the 19th, the Thane Chalk Art Festival. More details coming, as mentioned, at StarValleyArts.org. And finally, end of July, Montana Shakespeare in the Parks.
Yes. So this year, our show is going to be As You Like It. And it will be on Sunday, July 27th at 6 p.m. This is going to be at the Kodiak Mountain Resort in Afton. You need to bring camp chairs or blankets to sit on, and we ask that you come early because we have a pre-show planned that starts at 5:15. The pre-show is going to be some of our high school musical students. They will perform some of the musical numbers that they did both this year and last year. And they always do such an incredible job. We have such talented teenagers here, and so we're really excited about that.
That's Montana Shakespeare in the Parks, July 27th. A busy, busy summer, as always, for the Star Valley Arts Council. Find the full schedule at starvalleyarts.org. Learn how to participate, learn how to be involved in everything happening. And, of course, the Children's Summer Theater tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. Alice in Wonderland Jr. at the Afton Ford Theater. That's Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council. Lexi, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's the weekday wake-up this morning on SVI Radio.